I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Cleveland Connection. And our next guest this morning is Alex's Fluffy Buddies. In the studio with me today, I have Melissa Walker, James Walker, and Alex Walker herself. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So let's start by telling everybody, how did Alex's Fluffy Buddies get started?
Well, I was in the hospital, and when I was leaving, I saw some kids out and stuffed animals. So I asked my mommy if I could give some of mine, but she said no. So I used my money I was saving for Chuck E. Cheese, and I used it to buy bears, and I gave them to the hospital.
Alex, how old are you?
7 and a half.
And how old were you when this started?
4.
4. So 4 years old, and you already wanted to start giving stuffed animals to everyone in the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Melissa, Mom. We'll call you Mom. Melissa, whatever. Let's go into a little bit more details on your end, how you helped get this started.
Sure. When she mentioned that I wouldn't let her give her stuffed animals, it's because it's a hospital, so that stuffed animals will have to be new with tags for them to accept. That's why she decided to use her money that she was saving up for Chuck E. Cheese to buy stuffed animals. And I help her. She takes the lead on what she wants to do, what kind of animals to buy, and where we get them from, and how the money's spent, really. I mean, obviously with guidance from me, but this is her project, and I just do whatever I can to facilitate what she wants to do to donate them to the places she wants to donate to.
How do you get the animals that you donate?
We have some people that donate to us. They will give us stuffed animals, or they will give us gift cards or money to go and buy stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And then we go to different stores where we can find some good sales on them to be able to get as many stuffed animals as we can with the donations.
Yeah.
So what are some of the hospitals that you visit?
We go to Cleveland Clinic.
We also donate to Ronald McDonald House, local police and fire departments, shelters, anywhere that there would be a need for a stuffed animal, a new friend for a kid facing medical situations or some kind of crisis situation.
And how do you find these kids? Do you just show up at the hospital with animals?
We take it to the hospital, and because of privacy policies and things, we don't always get to see the patients that receive them. But we know that they're appreciated because the hospital staff, when we return for the next drop-off, will tell us how much it means to have those available to get to patients or to kids they come across. The police stations as well are extremely grateful to have these donations so that they have them ready to give to kids that need them.
Yeah.
So when you go to take the animals to drop off, do you put them in like a little care package almost, or how do you prepare these to drop them off?
Well, sometimes we put Alex's Fluffy Buddies tags on. Sometimes we just give it to them.
Right. And sometimes, like at Valentine's Day, we did little heart baskets with the bears and a little box of heart-shaped chocolates in it. We've given to hospitals where the mom might be staying with the patient for an extended time. We put nail polish and little files in for the moms, or she'll make cards and put with them. Yeah. So it just depends, holidays or if it's...
Yeah.
So the first time you ever dropped an animal off to a kid, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel very, very happy.
Happy?
Yes.
Yeah? And as parents, how did that make the both of you feel?
It makes you feel very proud to know that
You're raising a child that actually shows care and attention to someone other than themselves, which is pretty unusual at someone at such a young age. So for us, it's just it's really encouraging, and it's gives us a great feeling, to be honest, to see a kid in need to have a smile on their face or look like someone actually cares for them. So yeah, it's a good feeling for us too.
Yeah.
And I saw recently you dropped a stuffed animal off to a kid who had been hit by a car, correct?
Yes.
And you wrote him a cute little card, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah? How did that feel when you took that up to him?
That made me feel very happy to give a kid that got hurt a stuffed animal.
Did he say anything?
Yes, he loved it.
He loved it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. So, do you have any events planned or fundraising planned to help raise some money to get more of these animals?
We plant. Last year, she planted tomato plants. She grew them from seeds and sold them locally to raise money for Fluffy Buddies. So, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do this year. That may happen again. But, of course, they can check our Facebook page for updates on different fundraising projects that we have going for anyone that's interested.
And if anyone listening to this is interested in maybe having Alex's Fluffy Buddies visit them, how could they find you?
Of course, they can contact us on Messenger through Facebook. They can write us an instant message through there. Facebook page is just Alex's Fluffy Buddies. And you can just search that on Google or on the Facebook search bar, and it'll bring it right up.
And what were the places you visited again? You mentioned hospitals. Were there any other places that you took these animals to?
Yes.
Yes, we've taken them to police, fire, women's shelters. We've dropped some off with local agencies that place children for foster care placement. And Ronald McDonald House, that's always in demand there because of the high turnover of families, that it's not just the patient, but the siblings of the patient that are there, and they also, you know, need support because they're not the patient in the hospital, they're also experiencing stress and being away from home and things like that. Having a little friend for them as well is a good comforting tool.
And you mentioned that you're getting ready to go up to Ronald McDonald House right now, aren't you?
Yes.
After you leave here?
Yes.
You are a busy girl doing a radio interview and then going and dropping off your stuffed animals?
Yeah.
If people want to donate to help out, how can they do that?
Well, they can go on Facebook and they can send like money or stuffed animals or a gift card.
Right. So if they go to our Facebook page, Alex's Fluffy Buddies on Facebook, there is also a link on there for the GoFundMe that we have set up. And then they can always look back at Facebook if they do make a monetary donation to see where their money goes. So we post pictures of her shopping and receipts and donating the toys to various places. So it kind of keeps telling the story for after you make your donation. It doesn't just end there and you have to figure out where it may have gone. You actually get to see the different locations they're taken to and the people receiving them when we're allowed to take pictures of them and keep track of it. So there's a link to GoFundMe, or you can also just search GoFundMe Alex's Fluffy Buddies, and that'll turn up her page as well.
Did you have any other information that you would like to add regarding Alex's Fluffy Buddies?
The only thing I'd like to add, I guess, is that it's a project that is always, there's always a need for. There's never going to be a point where somebody says, well, we've had enough donations, we're good now, because with hospitals, with police departments and fire departments, there's always new situations coming up. There's always new patients coming in. So it's an ongoing process that she wants to continue as long as we can do it. We've been sustaining it ourselves with our own money and her money that she saves. This is our fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah. She's donated between 350 and 400 bears so far. It'll go as long as we can continue to make it happen. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, Alex, I wanted to thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us about this And thank you and your parents for everything that you're doing to help bring smiles to these kids' faces.
You're welcome.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.